Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois CyberKnife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update Studio, I'm Joe Ostrowski. The Wolves have won 3 division titles in the last 5 years. Be there October 13th for the home opener as they defend their Central Division title and begin their quest to be the last team standing. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Yu Darvish's 2018 is in the books. He was shut down due to a stress reaction in his elbow. Mullion Haw asked pitching coach Jim Hickey about next year.
I would fully expect him to be available in 2019. You know, this is unfortunate. And it was somewhat frustrating, more frustrating for Darvish than anybody else, of course. But we'll find out what the next step is, and I'm looking forward to getting them out there in 2019 and making those 32, 33 starts and helping us win.
Darvish had the highest ERA, whip, home run, and walk rates of his career. The Hickey interview available on 670thescore.com. New Cub Daniel Murphy will play tonight at the Tigers. John Lester tossed 6 scoreless innings in his last start. Lester against Francisco Liriano on the score at 6:10. A Carlos Rodon-Kyle Gibson pitching matchup this afternoon to wrap up Sox-Twins. The Bears will hold an evening practice at Vernon Hills High School, and the Ohio State Board of Trustees will reportedly announce Urban Meyer's future sometime today. This update was brought to you by Grandview Homes. Grandview will buy your home today. Go to GrandviewHomes.com. And on Monday from 9 to 1, join Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight as they broadcast live from the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern in Wrigley. The guys will host Cole Hamels, Jesse Chavez, and Brandon Kinsler from noon to 1 for the final installment of the Cubs On Deck Luncheon Series presented by AZEK Building Products and Xfinity. Tickets on sale now at 670thescore.com/ondeck. I'm Joe Ostrowski, and you're listening to the radio home for Cubs Baseball 670 The Score. The next game on The Score today at 5:35 when the Cubs take on the Tigers. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Say my name.
Mike Florio.
Get the name right. That's all that matters. Spell my name right or say my name properly.
Pro Football Talk and NBC Sports.
Hearing Florio writing articles about it.
NFL Insider.
Take a spin around the league. We bring in Pro Football Talk's Mike Florio.
Mike Florio.
My name is my name.
With Bernstein and McKnight on 670 The Score.
Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk and NBC Sports on Twitter at Pro Football Talk, and part of our regular football season guests. He joins us now on the Bernstein and McKnight Show. Hello, Mike. How are you?
Doing good. How are you guys?
Well, better than the Bears seem to be. They're bearsing on us again, where one injury, they say, well, it's not that bad. And then we find out, well, it's kind of bad. And then Leonard Floyd goes down again. And now Roquan Smith has sustained a soft tissue injury in practice. And I promised, Mike, that I would not engage in the post hoc ergo propter hoc fallacy. But why is it that around the league, it seems to be that when someone, a rookie, holds out and then pulls something, it's always, well, it's because he held out.
Are you sure that's not an ad hominem attack, counselor?
It could, it could end up being
both. I mean,
before
you go Latin, I'll go pig Latin. I don't know much Latin.
Oh, yeah.
Res ipsa loquitur.
Well, you have the law degree. We don't.
Yeah. Look, plenty of guys who didn't hold out have soft tissue injuries. I think it's coincidental more than anything else, but it gives the old school football type something they can really sink their teeth into when someone who did hold out ends up with an injury. It's aha! Aha! It's the holdout that caused it. If that selfish, no good SOB had shown up in the first place, this wouldn't have been a problem.
Put that on a t-shirt, actually. If pass rush is going to be the problem for the Bears, at least depth-wise, with Leonard Floyd perhaps not at 100%, theoretically playing but not at 100%, when is it that you expect cuts around the league? When is it, how many cuts may benefit the Bears in the pass rush-wise? Anybody you have your eye on that might actually fill out a roster somewhere?
Well, you know what? I'd have to look at all the teams and look at the rosters and figure out who's on the bubble. You've got veterans who may be sliding down depth charts. And one of the realities for every team If you have a veteran player who, number one, is making a lot of money, and number two, is not in that immediate top of the rotation, you get into special teams territory where they want young players to be the ones on the punt team, punt coverage, kick coverage, etc. So they're not going to carry a guy who isn't going to play special teams, who isn't going to earn his money, and then those guys become available. And typically, especially at a key position like pass rush, where it's the defensive equivalent to quarterback, where there aren't enough good ones to go around, if there is somebody who is just excessive, like Brian Robinson in Minnesota, for example, if they just decide we have to shed this guy, it's his last year, but you know what, we just can't do it. We can't justify keeping this guy on the roster. We got too much money tied up in the position. I think they try to trade him first, and I think that would be the reality. If there is any good pass rusher out there who's available as the cuts loom, there'll be calls made in an effort to trade him before that massive transfer of players from employed to unemployed status that comes next Saturday, the 1st of September, 90 to 53, one fell swoop. It's going to be a crazy day, but if there are guys with value, you'll see efforts to trade them before.
Which leads us to Khalil Mack and those Bears fans that heard about Leonard Floyd. Said, well, now they've got to do this, when clearly the injury might just set back their competitive window and make the Bears understand all the more reason to keep your powder dry. It surprised me when I saw the odds, the Vegas odds of Mack's destination come out, and the Bears were right there as like the second favorite behind the Packers, and I don't know on what that was based.
Yeah, and I don't know what a lot of these odds are based on. There was a list of odds for teams that could employ Le'Veon Bell next year, and the Steelers were up fairly high. And it's like, you're not playing for the Steelers next year. The only way he plays for the Steelers is if no one's interested in giving him big money and he just goes back there reluctantly. So I think a lot of this stuff is just darts thrown at a board, or maybe it's driven by actual betting to the extent people are betting on these props. But here's the reality with Mack. If you're going to get him from the Raiders, you've got to give the Raiders what they'd be looking for to trade him, and you've got to pay him the kind of money that the Raiders currently won't. And you're talking about $21, $22 million a year. You got to be willing to do it, able to do it, and also willing to give those draft picks. And here's the point I've been making as it relates to Mack. Is he more attractive now or more attractive in March? Because you get him now, and you're going to give him a huge payment that covers this year. What are you getting in return if the guy isn't going to really be as ready as he would be if you had him in March and you could spend the whole offseason program, training camp, preseason, getting him ready to go?
Similar question, Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk, on Teddy Bridgewater. We've seen some conversations, apparently, where teams are interested in the Jets signal caller. He's certainly put together on film when healthy, some impressive tape. Jets moving on from somebody they just picked up?
Well, look, I think they brought Teddy Bridgewater as kind of insurance against maybe not getting the guy they wanted in the draft, and they could have maybe rolled the dice on Bridgewater to be the starter. Here's the challenge for the Jets, and this is more about what it will take to get Bridgewater to sign off, right? If I'm Teddy Bridgewater and I'm not starting for the Jets, and the Jets want to trade me to a team where I'll be a backup, my position's going to be no. I don't want you to trade me somewhere where I'm going to be a backup. I either want to stay here as the backup, and then let's wait for an injury elsewhere, and you can trade me then when I know I'm going to play, or cut me, and I'll be available to sign with the first team that has an injury. His objective, I think, this year has to be play. You play, you create regular season game film, not preseason, regular season game film. You set yourself up to get a lot more next year on the open market. It would have been fascinating to see what Teddy Bridgewater would have gotten on the open market this year if there wasn't an unprecedented glut of quarterbacks available. Because he and A.J. McCarron were the last two that were standing when the music stopped. And, you know, neither guy may be playing this year because their teams drafted rookies. But I think Teddy needs to set him up for 2019, and that means playing in the regular season somewhere this year if possible.
The latest chapter in the new helmet rule saga involves the re-release of the new director's special cut edit of all of the hits that may or may not be penalties, that may or may not get you suspended, and Al Riveron is now narrating to try to explain it, and everybody remains as confused as ever, with questions going unanswered or answered in conflicted fashion. Is this move doing anything to move the needle one way or the other? And I, you know, my belief, Mike, is full system restore. and just pretend this never happened like you did with the anthem. If you do it with the anthem policy.
Wasn't it the full season of Dallas that was a dream, right?
Yes.
That Patrick Duffy
yeah.
was actually alive?
Or like St. Elsewhere at the end when it's all in the snow globe that the kid has. You know, this is make this unhappen because I just don't see this ending well.
Well, and here's the reality. The NFL is having a conference call today, and it's going to sweep more broadly than the competition committee, and I think people are going to have a chance to raise their concerns. And I think one of the concerns from the coaching mindset will be, look, you guys told us you had 40,000 plays that you looked at, and there were only three ejections. And nobody told us there'd be a hell of a lot more flags than ejections. You know, and I think that this thing was sold to the coaches and the owners in a way that was aimed at getting this very broad rule passed. And now the push is going to be to get the rule interpreted and applied more narrowly than how it's written. And I don't think the NFL, which is loath to admit a mistake, is going to change the rule at this point. The best we can hope for, two things. One, an agreement that it will be applied in a way where, for example, only the top of the helmet is the thing that can't hit the opponent. If it's the side, the forehead, the back, whatever, it's not a foul, even if the player is in that posture they're trying to avoid of back flat and eyes down. That's what they're trying to avoid. But it's only going to be a foul if you jam someone with that very top. Also, incidental contact when you're making a form tackle. Maybe that gets created as an exception that isn't written in the rule. And even though replay review isn't going to be available and they're not going to expand replay, I like the idea of letting Al Riveron and his lieutenants communicate in real time with the referee when they're caucusing to figure out whether or not there was a foul. Just say, pick up the flag, pick up the flag. And I know that that's a violation of all the appropriate procedures and protocols. I don't care. Do that. Get it right. That's the best we can hope for because I believe the NFL is going to be very stubborn about not changing the rule. I mean, think about it. Somebody'd have to walk in to the Wizard of Oz's office, and I say that respectfully, but the bottom line is Roger Goodell runs that league. You're going to have to walk in there, and you're going to have to explain to him why you are changing this rule, and that quickly becomes a back and forth that results in you admitting that you may have made a mistake when you drafted the rule in the first place. So I don't think anybody wants that. They don't want the internal scrutiny. They don't want the external criticism, but I hope that they will agree to enforce this in a way that is much more practical and much more narrow than the way it's been enforced.
See, even if they do, which would be a step in the right direction, by not allowing replay, they open themselves up, and I'm sure you've thought of this too, but they open themselves up to coaches after games yelling and screaming or just, you know, kind of dispassionately shrugging their shoulders saying, our guy did things the right way, he did things the way that the league is saying that we're supposed to do, and he got flagged. What am I supposed to do other than teach these guys the right way? Roger Goodell opens himself up to criticisms from not the players who can be viewed as, you know, guys who just can't figure out the new rules, but coaches who are trying to teach the rules.
Here's what I believe the NFL is concerned about more than anything else. And this isn't, in my opinion, an effort to trickle down rule changes to the lowest levels of the sport, because I think at the lowest levels of the sport, they don't play this way. They don't hit guys head first, top of the helmet. What they're trying to avoid is a Ryan Shazier or worse. They don't want somebody dying on the field. And they know that that posture, when you have your back flat and you have your helmet going in where you're hitting the very top of it, this, you know, they say they don't want to use the helmet as a weapon. This isn't about who the helmet hits. This is about who's wearing the helmet. When you've got that force that goes straight down the neck and potentially causes a fracture, paralysis, death, that's, I think, what they're trying to avoid. And they've decided we want to eliminate the risk of that, or at least reduce it as much as we possibly can, and we'll accept whatever chaos it may create as players essentially learn how to play the game upright and avoid putting the head down and the face not up. If the face is up, it's not a foul. But in real time, full speed, it's very hard for players to keep the face up while they're trying to make a tackle.
We had episode 3 of Hard Knocks on HBO last night, and nothing really happened. And it does appear like they're trying very hard to pull harder on some of these narrative strings. I would like you, though, I'd like your opinion on where Hugh Jackson ranks now that we've got 3 episodes. I would say that we had Joe Philbin of the Dolphins and Dave Campo of the Cowboys for being exposed as overmatched. Is Hugh Jackson still, is he at the top of that list or on it somewhere?
Yeah, I think he's on it. And look, don't get me started here. I get accused of being too hard on the guy. I think he's a nice man. Uh-oh. I think he's a skilled assistant coach. I think anybody who goes 0-16 as an NFL head coach should never be an NFL head coach again. And Rod Marinelli has never been hired to be a head coach again. There were three or four close games last year. You know, the Broncos got blown out a lot. The Browns did not get blown out a lot last year. At some point, the coach is responsible for victories. And even if they turn it around this year and are better, let's say they go 5-11. My question is going to be, how much better would they have been if they had a better head coach? And the thing that I am both fascinated and repulsed by in this series is the juxtaposition of all these platitudes about how they're turning things around while they still have the coach who's 1-31. I mean, last night he told Dez Bryant, this is going to be the greatest turnaround in sports history. Yes, because you were horrible your first 2 years. And it will be dramatic if somehow you turn it around and make it to the playoffs. But even then, if they go 10-6 and make it to the playoffs, I'll say, boy, if they had a different head coach, maybe they'd have been number one seed in the AFC.
Speaking of Dez Bryant, the feature of last night's Hard Knocks episode, who's not even on the team, and I get it, Dez Bryant is a free agent. Well, what? Is there a market?
No. No. And here's the problem. And he should be more upset with the Cowboys than he is, because if they had cut him back in the middle of March,
right,
then I think he would have signed with the Ravens before Michael Crabtree signed. There he would have had the benefit of a full off-season training program, training camp preseason, and he'd be ready to go. This is going to be so difficult. Chris Ballard, the GM of the Colts, told me this last week when he said that they're not interested right now in Dez Bryant or Jeremy Maclin. It is so hard. It's not like baseball. Hey, we got a new third baseman. Go play third base. It is so much more difficult. New offense, new terminology, new quarterback, new teammates, new coaches, new everything. Dez Bryant has been in one offense his entire career. He played one position, the X receiver, split out to the far left of the quarterback in that offense. How's he going to learn a new offense on the fly? It's changing a tire on a moving car, and the car keeps moving faster and faster and faster the longer he waits. And I think he should have taken the Ravens' offer when they made it. And now he's like flirting with the Patriots. They're not going to sign him. I'd be shocked if they do. And I think he has to wait for someone to get injured and that team to say, in lieu of bumping the next man up, mm-hmm, we're going to roll the dice on this guy who's coming in completely cold and has to learn everything on the fly. I don't know that I would want that, and it's nothing against Dez. I don't know that I would want that if I'm confident in the guys that I have who've been here, know the offense, and can just step right in and play.
You mentioned the Ravens, and it's sort of a turn back the clock time for the Ravens, as now they have another player that's being punished by the personal conduct policy, the 4-game suspension, allegations of domestic violence, yeah, but no video this time, and they're not going to be forced to get rid of him when people are outraged because they can't seem to actually picture in their mind what actually happened without the existence of a video.
And very deft drafting of the release by the Ravens to not mention domestic violence, just threats and abusive behavior. Because with Ray Rice, the obvious question was, before we saw the video, and even more obvious after, why did you need to see the video when you knew that he knocked her out in an elevator? What do you expect it to look like,
yeah,
when someone knocks
happens,
someone
right?
out?
Yeah.
Right. But once that video comes out, oh, we can't have this guy anymore. They support him, defend him. Video comes out. Ray Rice, all due respect, get the hell out of here. And I think with Jimmy Smith, they're right back in that spot. And it gets back to the one thing that is a reality in every sport at every level. Excuses are made for the stars. Examples are made of the scrubs. And I wish someone would admit that. But you know what? Do they really need to admit it? Because I think we're at the point where we know that if Jimmy Smith was at the bottom of the roster, he'd already be gone. But because he's a starter, you know, everybody wants to give that guy the second chance in-house. No one wants to be Buddy Ryan, who cuts Chris Carter to give him a wake-up call and he becomes a Hall of Famer with another team. They want the guys to get that second chance and turn it around on their roster when they're good enough to stay on the roster. But if you're not good enough, oh, I'm sorry, we can't tolerate behavior like this. No, we can't tolerate behavior like that when you're not good enough to justify us doing so.
Thanks, Mike.
See you guys.
Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, every Wednesday at 10 o'clock. He joins us to talk football.
The NFL may have it right in that changing the level of contact, you know, versus the parallel to the ground, you know, that spine angle, that head, they may have it right that could help the Ryan Shazier problem, the injury that he had, and those injuries you could suffer. But guys dying on field, they may have it right.
They haven't said that's the purpose of it, though.
No, that's the problem. They haven't said that's the purpose, nor have they gotten themselves to a place where anyone can understand that that's actually the issue at hand, nor have they taught that to anyone, whether it be player, whether it be coach, whether it be owner, or whether it be fan.
Right, but if they
were just willfully walking through going, it's for other stuff.
If they were transparent about the science...
They can't be.
If they were completely open and said, we understand that you are less likely to die or be paralyzed if we make sure that you are disincentivized to do this, there isn't a single person that would object to that.
No, and that's why it's mind-bogglingly stupid to think about the process they're going through to make these rule changes or others that they've made this offseason. All you have to say is, we think it's a bad idea that you die while playing football. Oh, really? Oh, okay, well then we're willing to listen to things you have to say. They're not starting there, and I can't fathom why.
Leonard Floyd has a broken bone or bones in his hand. Roquan Smith, the tight hammy, and they're going to be, as they said, not cautious. The word Matt Nagy used was cautionary. Okay. And Adam Shaheen had a sprained ankle, and now there's something wrong with his foot. If it feels like the Bears are bearsing again, you can understand why, because this is, we're just too used to this right now. So that has been a point of our discussion. Also, I dare say, I'm actually kind of impressed with the lack of insanity on the text lines that I expected when we brought up Daniel Murphy and his issues and his stances, controversial stance on some things, unfortunate stance on some things.
Yes.
But the reaction for the most part has been well, fairly grown up.
That's nice. Maybe everybody got it out of the way in the morning.
It's possible.
Just kind of work through some things and then move about your day. That's maybe a good
thing. There's actually some reasoned opinion and some thoughtful takes.
Well, I haven't been doing any of that.
No, but I'm not quite sure. This is
new territory for you?
Yeah.
You seem to be questioning your very existence.
Well, there's a lot of day left. But you want to talk about Daniel Murphy, where you play him, where he bats in the lineup. And I still think that having the Yu Darvish issue simply ended for this year gives you one less thing to be concerned about, one less thing to worry about, and you can move on with one less moving part, and there is some value in that.
I am not there yet, but maybe you can get me there by the end of the day as well if our texters have gotten to where they're at.
There's so far.
Miracles left.
312-644-6767. That is the number. We're going to do the midday midway at 11, and we also, did you see the specifics of the Richie Incognito story?
The specifics? No.
Okay.
I did not. Although, another thing that we're going to have today, too, I'm just kind of reading this on Twitter as it's coming out. It looks like Ohio State is going to make some sort of decision and or statement about the Urban Meyer situation this morning, too, pending.
Right. I have a guess. They say that Urban Meyer is there. He is wearing a suit.
He's wearing a suit.
Do you have a thought for what it's going to be? Because
yeah, it'll be at most conference play, and what it'll likely be, or a non-conference play, I mean, and what it'll likely be is you're good to go.
My guess,
just hop back in there. You've already spent your time away.
My guess is going to be some kind of official reprimand. However, even though it was paid leave, he'll be given time served and be right back to work. But it will also be in conjunction with a carefully worded new kind of zero tolerance policy.
You know, more zero tolerance than the zero tolerance that was already in his contract.
Zero-er.
This is more zero. How much more black could the album cover be?
The answer is none. None more zero. I think that you're going to have something very sternly worded and pursed-lippedly delivered, and everything is going to be business as usual.
I could be wrong,
but I think that's what we're going to get. As soon as we know, we will tell you. Bernstein and McKnight, middays on The Score.
Stream The Score with Radio.com. It's easy. Go to Radio.com/listen or download the Radio.com app now and get all your favorite Score shows live on your mobile device. Stream The Score with Radio.com.
This is Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Minute, and today's birthday shout-out goes to Hall of Famer Carl Yastrzemski. He took over for Ted Williams as the Red Sox left fielder back in 1961 and carved out his own 23-year legacy, highlighted in 1967 by a Triple Crown MVP season that carried Boston to an improbable World Series appearance. These days, he takes pride in watching his grandson, Mike Yastrzemski, work towards the majors at the Orioles' AAA affiliate. Carl grew up in my neck of the woods on Long Island, and each year, Suffolk County's best high school baseball player receives the Yastrzemski Award. Past winners include two current Major League starters, Toronto's Marcus Stroman and the Mets' Steven Matz, plus some left-handed kid from East Islip who ended up throwing footballs instead. Yep, yours truly. So what an honor to be associated with such a class act and a great baseball player. Happy 79th birthday, Yaz. Enjoy the day. I'm Boomer Esiason.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected through Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Ah, there's nothing better than an early tea time. Seriously, the way I sleep and my energy is off, and it's really hard to concentrate. I'm thinking about taking up afternoon golf.
Oh, yeah, I was there, too. Turned out I had low testosterone, known as low T.
How'd you find that out?
Oh, I went to New Mail Medical. They did a couple of tests. It didn't cost much. And they came back with a completely custom recommendation to solve the hormone issues I had. That all men have. It's just a fact of life as we get older.
Seriously, huh? New Mail Medical?
Yep, New Mail Medical. They're in Skokie.
I don't mean to pry, but what did they all fix?
Oh, whole bunch of stuff. I'm not tired anymore. I concentrate way better. I'm finally dropping some weight. I feel like I'm getting stronger, so muscle's starting to come back. Basically, I feel about 15 years younger after just a couple of visits. Oh, and my wife isn't complaining about the positive effects either.
Seriously? They fixed more than ED?
Yeah. You should call New Mail at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. Or online at newmailmedical.com. That's NUMALE medical.com.
Summer off to a tough start, Jack?
Oh, hey, Tubi. Must be time for a new mower.
Well, hey, I'm just a talking inner tube. But I know you'd be having a little more fun racing down water slides and roller coasters or enjoying live shows in the water park capital of the world.
Yeah, we could use a family vacation.
Come on, Jack. Just say the magic words.
Wisconsin Dell!
It's not hard to have fun when you know the magic words. Go to wisdells.com and plan your trip today.
Pros know there's more to a roof than shingles. That's why the Home Depot carries GAF's Lifetime Roofing System. From underlayment and leak barriers to shingles, ventilation, and more. Delivered right to your job site in job lot quantities. For complete roofing systems, get everything you need under one roof. Ours, the Lifetime Roofing System, exclusively from GAF and available at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
You've reached the High Fashion Hotline.
Hi, my family is so bummed the countdown to the end of summer is here.
Don't be. It's the start of huge savings at Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, kick off your fall fashion with Old Navy's major savings. Starting tomorrow, get 50% off all tees, 40% off all dresses, and 30% off all jeans and sweatshirts.
50, 40, and 30% off? That's a countdown I love.
Then get to Old Navy. Tees start at just $6 for adults, $4 for kids at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
What are we waiting for? Old Navy, here we come.
High Fashion, Old Navy. Valid 823 to 825. Excludes in-store clearance. Active licensed and men's package tees.
State Farm, Robert here.
Robert, somebody burned down my she shed.
No one burned down your she shed, Cheryl.
Oh, really, Victor? Because my she shed's burning up in the backyard.
Your she shed was struck by lightning, Cheryl.
Robert, does State Farm cover my she shed?
What's a she shed?
She turned our shed into her hideaway, Robert.
Oh, yeah, that's covered.
You hear that, Victor? I'm getting a new she-shear she shed.
Can we stop saying she shed now?
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
Walgreens has you covered with the trusted summer essentials you need, no matter where you go this summer. Whether you're swimming in the pool, hiking in the woods, or playing at the beach, Walgreens has sun protection, bug spray, healthy snacks, and more at a great value. So before you go out there, come in here and prepare for summer care no matter where. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Now with card, buy one, get one free on hundreds of vitamins through August 25th. Equal or lesser value. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. We are Chicago's original and number one sports station. And of course, your official radio home of the Chicago Cubs. Where in 2018, you'll hear Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer deliver more of this.
Swing a line drive down the left field line. Base hit, Cubs win. Anthony Rizzo with a game winner.
High fly ball, deep right field. Get out the tape measure, long gone. Kyle Schwarber's second home run of the game.
Bryant fly to center his first time. Drives one in the air, deep left field, down the line. If it's fair, it's long gone. That ball is a fair ball. Home run. Russell drives one in the air to left field. If it's fair, it's going to leave the yard. That ball is a three-run homer. Addison Russell with a three-run home run.
Hear every Cubs game, spring training through the postseason, right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score. Listen to the Lawrence Holmes Show, nights 6 to 10.
Humboldt Park and Carlos. Hey, Carlos, you're on The Score. What's the opinion you were so dug in on, but were proven wrong?
Lawrence, mine was, I was 8 or 9 years old. I'm 39 years old right now. It was the mid-80s, and I swore up and down to my family and my friends that everything that Jose Canseco did was natural. I bought the baseball cards. We had the jerseys. I had the posters. I mean, we're talking about my mom spent so much money because this guy was my favorite baseball player of all time. My homie loves Ken Griffey Jr. I would tell him we would go back and forth, Canseco versus Griffey, Canseco versus Griffey. One of them is a Hall of Famer, and the other one, he came out to be a cheater.
I think about those guys doing their little forearm thing at home plate and just be like, steroids. Just like, immediately, like, steroids, those two guys.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station.
Shopper insurance for program details.
Tomorrow night, join The Score's Connor McKnight at Peanuts Bar and Grill in Naperville from 7 to 9. Meet Connor, enjoy great food and drinks, and enter for a chance to win Cubs tickets. Courtesy of Budweiser, this Bud's for you.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update Studio, I'm Joe Ostrowski. The Wolves have won 3 division titles in the last 5 years, be there October 13th. For the home opener, as they defend their Central Division title and begin their quest to be the last team standing, visit ChicagoWolves.com. Daniel Murphy makes his Cubs debut tonight against the Tigers. Murphy hitting .340 since the All-Star break, 10th best in baseball. John Lester versus Francisco Liriano in tonight's series finale. First pitch on The Score at 6:10. Carlos Rodon follows Michael Kopech in the White Sox rotation. Day baseball between the Sox and Twins. And the Ohio State Board of Trustees convened to discuss Urban Meyer's future. Meyer is reportedly on campus, an announcement expected today. This update was brought to you by Subway. Check out 3 signature wrap flavors to savor at Subway restaurants. Try the classic style of the Turkey Italiano Melt. Get yourself some bold taste with the Chipotle Southwest Steak and Cheese. Or enjoy the tangy flavor of the Buffalo Chicken Wrap. Subway, make it what you want. Limited time only at participating locations. And breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai in Algonquin to support our veterans. Rosen Hyundai in Algonquin is doubling their annual contribution to K9 Companions. I'm Joe Ostrowski, and you're listening to the radio home for Cubs baseball, 670 The Score. The next game on The Score today at 5:35 when the Cubs take on the Tigers. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
First in McKnight on Sports Radio 670 WSCR, The Score. The Cubs have a new second baseman. Let's just say they have a new left-handed bat. Right?
Yeah, I think that's probably... No, I think it's probably worth saying second baseman, because I... As much of a premium as Joe put on defense with us yesterday and has... You know, I mean, it wasn't just a conversation we had with him yesterday that let you know he puts a premium on defense. Just look at how he deploys Javi Baez all over the place and really a bunch of guys who have defensive flexibility. Where else do you want to see him playing third base in situations? I mean, Joe will probably find a spot to deploy him there.
You don't have to move as far playing second base. The answer might be yes.
Yeah, I keep on going back to the Dan Uggla thing of the mid-2000s. And maybe it's just my inherent hatred for Dan Uggla playing second base at the major league level. But if he can do it, you probably could, defensively at least. With Murphy... I think the idea is that, yeah, he's a left-handed bat that can move the baseball a little bit.
And doesn't strike out.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, like last night's game, you get 2 on and you got a chance to maybe hurt for a couple of runs early. And Ben Zobrist, the guy who's been, we were just talking about Zobrist with Joe yesterday and how excited he was to chain a couple of people differently with him in the lineup. And, you know, Zobrist gets a pop-up and runs don't score. But so it's nice to have another bat like that in there. But you're still depending on a guy who's, How old is Daniel Murphy? 33?
33. Right? I thought he was older than that, actually.
It felt like it.
Yeah, I thought
been
he was 36.
With the Indians for a long time before he had his real breakout season in 15 with the Mets before he really turned into, the guy who was clubbing every Cy Young award winner for home runs in the playoffs. Just kind of hanging around, being a guy. Kind of a swing angle, launch angle guy.
Launch, well, he changed. Yeah, he was one of these resurrected changed. Players that just decided he was going to try to launch the ball and did it a lot against the Cubs. You saw that change.
And the Dodgers. And yep. Who else did he rake through his way up there? It was he got like five Cy Young Award winners throughout a hole. He got Kershaw, he got Greinke, he got Arrieta, and he got, oh gosh, missing one in there too.
There was another in there.
Yeah, it was a whole long list of guys who don't give up homers.
Don't tell
Bumgarner,
me.
Bumgarner, maybe?
Madison Bumgarner, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's, yeah, good one.
Yeah, don't tell me what you did. Tell me when you did it. Tell me who you did it against. And it was a pretty special run that he had. But it is also, like you say, it is the Cubs telling you that they're understanding all that matters is this equation. Runs created, runs prevented. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. You score runs. You prevent runs, and wherever that differential is going to come from, you are definitely going to give up some on one side, but you are expecting that you're going to get some of these crooked number innings because his bat's in the lineup.
I guess that's why I'm a little surprised that you found the closure that you have in the Yu Darvish diagnosis, in the fact that his arthrogram came
Not
back
Moonlight
with a
Graham. That's different.
No, just one inning. It came back the way it did. Maybe it's because my outlook on pitching is always they're hurt. It just takes a while for the bullet to land kind of thing. I had written him off already, I guess. Anything you were going to get from him. And I told you, too. I've been saying I do not count on anything from him the rest of the season. If he provides something, super. But I can't invest any kind of time, mentally or otherwise. I got where Joe wanted to get you. Is understanding that you're there with the guys you've got. Given that, and wrapped in with the now, 12-game offensive slump that a good number of these Cubs hitters have been in, I don't find a lot of relief from it, I suppose. At least not when it comes to their projection for the rest of the season. Perhaps some relief based on what the conversation is around the team. But I don't know. The closure thing is an interesting point. I don't find it. I'd like to. I'd like to be as comfortable in my own soul as you seem to be with this, but I'm not there yet.
Maybe you just have players that aren't going to be asked about it now, that it just it takes it out of the conversation. It takes it completely out of your life, and he's going to be around, and it just isn't something, well, hey, you know, maybe we get Darvish back in time for the playoffs, or maybe it's this, maybe it's that, and it's just not anymore. It sucks.
Dance with who brought you, kind of thing.
And now say, all right, we at least we know who we have for the most part. And if Montgomery comes back, you get another piece that's locked in there. And you hope that Cole Hamels stays this version of Cole Hamels. But it's...
And that John Lester continues to be that version of John Lester as opposed to the guy that showed up for, 4 weeks after the All-Star break, right?
Tonight. I thought Zimmerman was hittable last night. That's the thing, too.
I saw a couple of good breaking balls, but yeah, more or less.
He was around the plate enough, and early on it looked like they were dialed in and they got a bunch of good swings
that
against
high
him.
Fastball Rizzo
yes.
goes after, and just kind of a bad, it's a pitcher's pitch to swing at.
But he does the Adrian like Beltre homer.
Yeah, that's fun.
The fall down home run, it's fun. It's just, it's not enough. It's not enough runs.
Men on base, that's what you're looking for.
When we come back, I don't know if you heard Dr. Brian Cole on earlier describing exactly what the Darvish injury
is. I did.
Is.
On my train ride in, I caught it all.
I did not, so I wanted to hear his description of what this stress reaction is. Now, the stress fracture I had heard that term out there also. There is such a thing as a stress fracture.
There is.
This is not that, but sometimes this can lead to that, I guess. So we'll find out more from an actual doctor next on The Score.
Mully and Hall, Chicago's sports morning show.
He went back to South Bend for his rehabilitation start. He lasted an inning. When a guy leaves his start and says, I need an MRI.
There's a problem in paradise. There's no question about that. What that means for the future of Yu Darvish is not good.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com
for details.
Buying razor blades used to make me crazy because, first of all, you know that you're going to be paying through the nose for something. It's going to last you a couple of shaves and then it's going to be bad, and then you're going to get angry because you realize you got to throw it away, and you don't want to throw it away. You're like, I can get one more out of this. I can get one more shave out of this, and then the shave is crap, or you cut yourself or something. You're like, I can't get one more out of this, and I have to change it. Darn it. And you have to ask for the person to come over with a key to open up the Lucite thing so you can reach in and get the thing so you can give them $35 or whatever it is. Stop doing that. Harry's.com. It's a life hack. Right now, you use the code Chicago at Harry's.com. You get a 5-blade razor, the weighted handle, the shave gel, and the travel cover for $3. And it ships for free. And the replacement cartridges are $2 each. That is less than half the price of that overpriced, over-designed garbage that you're buying right now because you're paying for gimmicks. Harry's doesn't give you gimmicks. They give you a great shave. They get rid of the upcharges. Fast, free shipping. 100% quality guarantee. You don't have to subscribe to anything. You can order and refill however you want. And for a limited time only, you get this shave set from Harry's for just $3 with the code Chicago. That's the 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, travel cover, $3, and it ships for free. Go to Harry's.com, use the code Chicago, and join the millions of us who've already switched. Harry's.com, the code.
Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois CyberKnife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results.
Pros know there's more to a roof than shingles. That's why the Home Depot carries GAF's Lifetime Roofing System. From underlayment and leak barriers to shingles, ventilation, and more. Delivered right to your job site in job lot quantities. For complete roofing systems, get everything you need under one roof. Ours, the Lifetime Roofing System, exclusively from GAF and available at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Looking for a new gig? Domino's has what you need. Whether you're a student looking to pay your way through college or a parent looking for 12 hours per week to pay that mortgage, look no more. Chicagoland Domino's Pizza locations have immediate openings for delivery experts. Drivers take home cash daily. And if you're interested in making a career out of it, 90% of all Domino's franchisees started as delivery drivers or pizza makers. See details and apply at jobs.domino's.com or visit any Chicagoland Domino's location.
Summer off to a tough start, Jack?
Oh, hey, Tubi. Must be time for a new mower.
Well, hey, I'm just a talking inner tube. But I know you'd be having a little more fun racing down water slides and roller coasters or enjoying live shows in the water park capital of the world.
Yeah, we could use a family vacation.
Come on, Jack. Just say the magic words.
Wisconsin Dell!
It's not hard to have fun when you know the magic words. Go to wisdells.com and plan your trip today.
State Farm, this is Bill.
It finally got me, Bill.
What's that, Rick?
The Clark Street crater, the mother of all potholes.
Oh.
Yeah, year after rim-wrecking year, it's tormented the people of this town. They try to fill it, but it always returns. It got me good.
But you know, State Farm's got you too.
You hear that? You ain't nothing!
You trash-talking a pothole?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
At Walgreens, we believe everyone counts, and that includes your everyday choices. Today, when you buy participating products at Walgreens, you support our partnership with the Me to We Foundation in their mission to deliver education, clean water, healthy food, and healthcare to children in need around the world. Stop by your local Walgreens to shop products that support Me to We, like Hershey's. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Now with cards, select Hershey's party size bags are $9.99 each, valid July 29th through September 3rd.
Security 2990 due at inception.
Save big on thousands of great items for your home and get 11% off everything right now at Menards.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
So a stress reaction is typically an MRI diagnosis, and MRIs basically pick up water content in tissue. So when bone kind of lights up on MRI with fluid, one calls it typically a stress reaction, and that's in the absence of, for example, a sudden impact, but it can often be related to, say, overuse. If you were to get an MRI on 100 marathoners the day after the marathon, and you compare it to a pre-marathon MRI, many of them would have this bone marrow edema or fluid that is consistent with stress, but they don't always hurt. And the important thing is correlating that finding on the MRI with the way the player feels.
Stress reaction. That's also finding out the why. Is there something in the delivery naturally that's caused it over time? Are there loose bodies in there? And again, even with the enhanced MRI or arthrogram, sometimes you got to get in there to see if there's an edge, a spur, something loose. That it's one thing to say, we know what this is. It's another thing to find out what caused it. And sure, it's going to...
Why stands for yours.
Yes, thank
you. That's your vision.
Thank you.
And that's the how.
PJ, and that's the how.
No, it's the people.
The why is the people. The people is the how.
The H is for the how. That's the people.
Okay.
Right. The why is for stress reaction.
At some point.
Very simple.
Very simple. Very, very
well,
simple.
Well, obviously very, very simple. But the fact is that's why Joe Maddon says, I'm not going to tell a player that I doubt his injury. I'm not going to ever doubt his injury. I do know that there have been people around that have been grumbling. And this goes back with Darvish saying, oh, what's this? And the other question is, and I always ask this, in how many pitchers of a certain number of innings would you find something resembling a stress reaction? Like, does every pitcher have something like that?
I have to imagine the vast majority, sure. Whether it hurts them or whether it, you know, whether you actually feel the tug or feel as though that's going to start to blow apart or separate or whatever, you start to feel it affecting you. I don't know. But it's like we talked about a bit yesterday, there's a kinetic chain, right? When you pitch, you've got to have as much healthy as possible, or I guess in some ways try to work around it. But as you start to work around some of those injuries, you start compensating for things. The ankle becomes the knee becomes the back, and then the lat tears off of the bone, and you can't, you know, function at all. I mean, that's what pitchers have always kind of been up against, is the battle of this kinetic chain and being healthy while delivering a baseball at high velocity. It's inherently dangerous.
That brings us to what we thought about watching Michael Kopech last night. And for a lot of us, it wasn't the first time seeing him. You know, we watched him closely in spring training. There's been video available for him with any number of minor league starts. So we've seen this before, but to see him, you know, coming out of his bullpen session just soaked, you know, looking like he'd already gone full force. But my basic observations, and I did a little scouting test for my kid as we're watching. I say, put your phone down, take off your headphones, and just give me your notes. I want you to watch this first inning and give me your notes. And I say, just make mental notes. And he's watching, and Maurer gets the hit. And as he just grumbles to himself and goes, welcome to the major leagues.
Yeah, right. 97, that's fine.
Yeah, that's what he said. He goes, that's a professional hitter right there. Welcome to the major leagues. And I said, what do you see? He said, I couldn't tell if it's four. Does he throw a four-seamer and a two-seamer?
The Brooks Baseball had him listed at just the four-seamer, okay. The changeup, and the breaking ball, slider.
That's what I thought.
So I think they just kind of have varying degrees of run. Kopech would tell you that he came out of high school with five pitches. And he manipulates the fastball a little bit. So that's going to be where your pitch effects, where your Brooks baseball, where that kind of thing doesn't necessarily translate to what Kopech thinks he's or is trying to throw.
I saw in his notes, he said, decent late life on the fastball, arm side. You know, you see it sort of pop back like that. You know, get some good late movement. You tell by the reaction of the catcher, too, and the reaction of the hitter. And his then he looks at me and goes, he's going to be hurt. I said, well, why do you say that? He goes, he just looks like the kind of pitcher that's going to be hurt. And I think that was his way of saying that my term would be there is effort. There is noticeable effort in velocity.
I'm largely done trying to figure whether a guy's going to remain healthy based on just the delivery or the effort. I mean, we spent 2-3 years in this town looking at Chris Sale's delivery and wincing every time he reached back to throw a thunderbolt, and he's had a largely healthy career, albeit he's on the disabled list now with shoulder problem. Yeah, sure, but that's, you know, shoulder, elbow. I don't know. If you want to call it, that's great. But he's also had plenty of years finishing in the top five of Cy Young voting and being pretty healthy throughout. So the delivery itself, and again, I'll bring up Jeff Passan's the book, The Arm. it's the delivery itself, whether it's an inverted W or whether it's perfect mechanics like Mark Pryor had or whatever it happens to be. It's not so much the delivery itself, it seems. It's the body. It's what works for that body and the usage that that body ends up going through that determines whether a pitcher is going to be hurt. Still, the greatest indicator of whether a pitcher is going to be hurt.
Inverted W.
It's whether he's been hurt in the past. That's the issue here. So with Kopech, there have been a couple of flare-ups. There have been a couple of things that you worry about that pitchers always have. And it's why, you know, whether you're the 14 into the 15 Mets, whether you're the current Braves, whether you're the current White Sox, if you're an organization, hell, whether you're the Royals of 2012, if you're an organization that is heavily invested into the development of young pitching, you'll leave yourself susceptible to as many injury problems as you can find. And it's a dangerous way to do it. If you get them all to work, that's awesome. And you shorten the game to a point where even Ned Yost can win himself a World Series. But it's tough to do.
It's for him, for Kopech, it's that recoil action. It's after the release. Mm-hmm. He doesn't finish completely through and around. The arm kind of pops back a little bit. And
yeah, it does.
I'm trying to think of a comp to that. Like, some guys wheel themselves all the way through
right.
and finish. But
that's the prior finish.
And sometimes you see a power pitcher where the snap becomes more noticeable at the end because of the arm recoiling.
It reminds me of, not to the same degree, and I don't want to freak anybody out here, but it reminds me of the Peavy finish, of Jake Peavy's, you know, whip and pull back
there bad.
From what he was doing.
Yeah, that's not bad.
It's
that's
different delivery because Peavy was lower, had a lower arm angle, or maybe I'm remembering the second iteration of Jake Peavy, but with a little bit of a lower angle and so much of that two-seam movement, that whip kind of thing remind me a little bit of Jake.
Bunch of White Sox moves here in a flurry. Jose Abreu to the DL. And I don't know if they said it was a sports hernia surgery.
Rosenthal article up here.
Sounded like an inguinal hernia of some kind. So Bruce Rondon has been called up. The White Sox have traded Luis Avilan to the Phillies for right-handed pitcher Felix Paulino, and they have called up Ryan Burr.
Sir. Interesting. All right, that's a bunch of moves.
Yes.
That's a whole bunch of moves.
Signifying very little.
And yes, you will just keep on moving on with your White Sox. When's the next start for Michael Kopech? Is that buried in the injury news? Can we find out when that is? No, it's 5 days from now.
Hopefully he only goes three innings that time so we don't have to watch that much White Sox baseball again.
Yeah, here's some people saying Bobby Jenks had the same kind of recoil. Strasburg does that. Several texters say Pedro Martinez did that a little
bit,
too.
Ooh, yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. With less, because Peavy was just a giant. I mean, that was a lot.
His whole arm would fly, yeah.
That was a lot. I mean, he almost reopened his hips, Peavy did, when he did that. You know what I'm saying? Like, there was a whole recoil to it.
It was sort of like the Sean Dunstan swing and miss backswing swing. Remember that? Where he would swing so hard. And
with a helicopter around it?
No, not like the Fred McGriff
not
helicopter.
Not the Morneau helicopter?
No, the Dunstan swing and miss recoil swing. If you were the catcher, you better get out of the damn way. Because he angrily would snap the bat backward almost to a hitting load position as fast as he swung it through the zone. It was great. It was great.
To be that athletic, right? To be able to do that after you've just exerted all of the effort making a swing in the first place?
He just did it. He was mad that he missed it. And a little bit here, that Pedro Strop has some of it too. Some of that same post-release action.
That might be the
recoil.
Best comp. That might be the best. In my head, that one rings most true.
Yeah, so, I mean, and I don't know that the comps give you any sort of likelihood.
It doesn't. It doesn't.
I'm just being a baseball noticer of
this.
Of
course.
Just trying to do that.
No, that's what you do. We were talking with Randy Rosario when he got called up, and I still can't figure out who the hell he reminds me of. From that side, I kind of remind me of
Antonio Alfonseca?
Yeah, but that's the other side, and I'm trying to search for a better, you know, you got to get the same hand in this to make the right comp.
Was it Ronnie Belliard? Goggle Man?
Maybe.
Was that the White Sox big fat goggle guy?
Ronnie Belliard was the big fat infielder.
Okay, well then who's it?
Belisario?
Belisario.
Ronnie Belisario?
Belisario. That's what I'm thinking of. It's Belisario.
I can't remember that delivery.
If you're Ronald, you must be fat.
Definitely goggled, though.
Yeah, Belisario was so annoying. And Belisario did the exaggerated pulling the ball out of his glove move. Everything about Belisario annoyed me.
Oh, God. Yeah, I found old YouTube tape. Oh, and it's in slow motion, too, so you can come over here and watch it and be aggravated for a longer period of time.
Oh, who, Belisario or the Sean Dunstan recoil
Belisario,
swing?
Belisario, no, oh. 40 seconds of this. Oh,
yeah, don't do that to yourself.
Oh, why is he doing that?
It's Bill on Capitol Hill. You're on the score. What's up, man?
Hello, lads. Hey. Happy Kopech Day.
Well, that was yesterday. Is it still Kopech Day?
Of the season. Well, oh. We still got shopping days. I do the full
shopping
days. Yes. Full Advent calendar.
I've yet to buy Dan his jersey.
Yep. I appreciate kind of what you were saying about the risk reward calculus in young arms, that you just kind of have to bake in the flameouts. I think, but you know, by contrast, if you look at the Cubs on the north side, they've already. The risk that they run is having a pitcher that flames out at the end of his career, and you've got to spend $200 million for a long reliever. I think that one subtle advantage of taking the risk at the front end, besides the money that the lower money that you're risking, is there's also a PR element for the sort of unlettered or the diehards who still haven't accepted or still don't have their heads around the advanced metrics. I mean, if you look. When you spend a lot of money on a position player, it can take a while sometimes for you to realize that you may have a bum on your hands, especially at the back end of the career. Whereas with a fading pitcher, it becomes a lot more clear, in part because they're not appearing as often. So when they suck, they really suck. So if you take a look at an Albert Pujols who had a negative 1.8 WAR last year, and clearly a waste of money for what you're spending on him. He still managed to hit 21 home runs.
Are you being attacked by crows, by the way?
it's Virginia, so you can never tell what the hell's going on here. Sorry, lads. I'm out on a patio.
Feeding them? What the hell are you doing?
My friends, the crows. Yes.
We have ways of avenging ourselves in the dark arts here. But that's not why I call.
I don't care.
I'm gonna hang up now and go visit
okay.
And go visit my pretty.
Goodbye.
Happy Kopech Days, lads.
Somebody go check on him. Somebody go check on him.
Hanging out with Adam Duritz.
Searching for the three-eyed raven.
That's awesome.
What the hell is he doing?
I don't know.
Just lob in a call to Dan and Connor and see what they're... Oh, look, crows! Oh, God!
I picture with every comment, another one is landing on his shoulder somewhere in the gutters and on the eaves.
He's slowly dressing.
He's at Indiana Beach.
Slowly dressing in his own homemade crow uniform with wings and feathers made out of old friends.
With wearing a plague mask.
Yeah.
All right, the Midday Midway, thankfully, is coming up next. After that bit of illustrative surrealism, we are going to talk about the Richie Incognito incident, the latest one, and the details of it are increasingly troubling. And I have a survey of NBA rookies about NBA rookies.
Hmm.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, and some good news if you're a Bulls fan.
We'll do a little more NBA. Lamar Odom has spoken about just how messed up he got over the course of the last couple of years, and a story about an injury that, Dan, it will scare the yar out of you. I promise.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. It'll scare the yar right out of you. The Midday Midway is next. Bernstein and McKnight, 670 The Score.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station, period. Thanks for keeping us on top, Chicago.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball fans, if you're looking for tickets to see the Northsiders play in Milwaukee September 3rd through the 5th, Harbor Shores Hotel in downtown Lake Geneva has them with their baseball getaway package. Package includes two tickets to one of the games, overnight accommodations at Harbor Shores Hotel on beautiful Geneva Lake, and round-trip transportation provided by Lakefront Shuttle to and from the game starting at $193. To reserve your spot, call 1-888-SHORES-1 or visit harborshoreslg.com. Hurry, limited packages available. That's harborshoreslg.com.
School's back in session, which means it's time for you to learn how much you can save at Sunrise Chevrolet.
Get 20% off MSRP on a great selection of new Chevys, including Sonics, Sparks, and Impalas. Or lease a new 2018 Equinox for just $199 a month for 36 months. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. Or visit sunrisechevrolet.com. Sunrise Chevrolet.
The bright way to buy.
2849 to its signing plus tax, title, license, and dot fee to qualify buyers. Must finance with GMFC dealer for details. Buy new roads.
That Bears t-shirt isn't just a t-shirt. It's a badge of honor that shows the world who you stand with on game day. And you can get it for 20% less when you have a Chicago Bears PNC Visa debit card.
Visit PNC.com/Chicago Bears card for details. An annual fee of $10 will be assessed to the primary checking account associated with the card. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Summer off to a tough start, Jack?
Oh, hey, Tubi. Must be time for a new mower.
Well, hey, I'm just a talking inner tube. But I know you'd be having a little more fun racing down water slides and roller coasters or enjoying live shows in the water park capital of the world.
Yeah, we could use a family vacation.
Come on, Jack. Just say the magic words.
With